Here we are at virtual rehearsal number 6. Now, I hope you've done the breathing exercises and constantly thinking about posture, keeping that rib cage high. The idea of the breaths to make you aware of how much you need to control the breath, and using those silent laughs will also help you to be aware of the muscles that are being used. Now, let's go on to the exercises. Now, using your imagination, this is all about the imagination today. So I want you to hum down a scale, but we're going to hum in different ways. We're still going to use our M's and N's, but the first time we'll use an N hum, N for nuts. Okay, and I want you to sound like an angry wasp. So wrinkle the nose, really letterbox the lips, teeth touching, and go down this scale to the N hum. So an angry wasp. Breath. This time, I want the hums to sound very happy. You've just seen this wonderful gin and tonic being brought on a tray, silver salver being brought to you, and you feel that excitement and happiness inside. So I want you to hum to an an M sound going down a scale from here. Breath! As always, help to get the focus into the sound, get you using your sinuses. Next, I want you to sing down this arpeggio, and I want it to sound rather sad. We're going to sing, "It's a grey day today." So, it is a grey day today. Let's do it to the minor key. Breath. It is a great day today. Still making it sound sad, but we'll do it in the major key. It is a great day today. Do that again, breath. And one more. It is a great day. Now, basically the same notes, but we'll go upwards. And a real happy feel to the sound. You've got to feel happy, you've got to feel sad to convey those emotions. So happily sing, "It is a fine day today." Fine, really smile into that ah vowel sound. I know it's a letter I in fine, but it's an ah vowel sound. "It is a fine day today." Off you go, breath. And one more. Now, again, to use your imaginations, I want you to sing up these scales like this. And then jumping up. Okay, and we're going to sing it to ah, and I want you to use your hands, and I want you to put your hands pointing up towards the sky in front of you, and we're going to just make an arc, and going from the middle down to the arms being out almost at your sides level, And then as we come down the scale, I want you to complete that elliptical shape by going down below. So the shape above is like a rainbow with the brightness, the sound coming down much darker. As we're going down round the sides to the keel of a large ship. Okay, it's just, again, using the imagination to get the right sort of sound. So, to the sound, breath. So, widen the mouth. Right, feel the sound right outside, behind, outside the ears. Coming down, now. Okay, we'll do that a little bit lower this time. The same thing though, point the fingers outwards, feel this shaping coming downwards as you make this arc, this umbrella shape coming down, and then the opposite of that shape as we come down the scale. So going from there, still to R, getting brighter as we go to the top, darker as we come down, but feel the width of the jaw. Feel the sound is coming right out the sides of the mouth. Feel the buzz of sound outside the ears. Here we go. Breath. Breath. I like to use a number of things for articulation, just to get our mouths moving. We're so lazy when we speak English as to how we use our mouths. So I just want to get our mouths moving, singing the tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. Thinking about those words, the tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. These words which enable us to get the sound forward in our mouths and project a clear sense of words. So let's go. Just go down from here. The tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. Breath. The tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. Tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. One more, a little bit faster. The tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. Next, thinking about tuning. So we've looked at chromatic scales. Now I want you to look at the melodic minor scale, feeling that brightening of mood as you reach the top of the scale and the sadness as you come down towards the bottom. So we're just going up this scale. And then coming down. So, just to the sound, breath. Breath. Finally, sing these octave leaps and sing them with a real cheeky determination. Going from here, merrily madden the maestro. Breath. Breath. Next, Instead of a folk song this week, I've chosen Moon River. This is a song that everybody knows. It's got a few challenges. I've written about those and ways to approach it. I want you to get expressive performance of it. I'm doing it in two keys. First of all, in the key that's set there, C major, which everybody can sing. But then I'm going to play it again tone higher, which I think will be a little bit more suitable for the tenors and sopranos. So here we go then, Moon River. And here it is in a key, a tone higher, so more suitable for sopranos and tenors. So here it is in D major. Here's the key.